on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man in his 40s is in hospital with serious head injuries following reports of an assault in Ashford. Emergency crews were called to an area of land behind shops on Brookfield Road at about 8:30 last night. The area remains cordoned off. We're told the man's in a stable condition in London's King's College Hospital.
KMFM News.
1.3 million cars are expected to take to the roads for the Christmas getaway on what's being called Frantic Friday. The M25 at the Dartford Tunnel and routes to the Port of Dover and Eurotunnel are expected to be particularly busy. Meantime, if you're planning to travel by train this festive season, you're being urged to do it today before major engineering work takes place. From tomorrow until New Year's Day, southeastern services will be reduced with none on Christmas and Boxing Day. Liana Etkind is from Campaign for Better Transport.
Hopefully, when they reopen again in 2018, the Thameslink programme will have progressed a great deal. It's going to be deeply frustrating for lots of those passengers who aren't able to travel during the Christmas period, but in the long run it should lead to more frequent and more reliable trains.
Details on how train journeys will be affected are at kentonline.co.uk. A Faversham woman's facing jail after admitting stabbing her partner. The 70-year-old victim was treated in hospital in London after it happened last month. Olive Ripley, who's 61 from the Lionfield in the town, denied attempted murder but admitted causing grievous bodily harm with intent. She's been remanded in custody until February. Theresa May's denying she knew last year about allegations of inappropriate behaviour made against her former deputy. Writer Kate Maltby claims she told a Downing Street aide in 2016 about Ashford MP Damian Green making advances towards her. He was sacked on Wednesday, saying he doesn't recognise her version of events but apologising for any distress caused. The Prime Minister isn't thinking about replacing him anytime soon.
This is not an issue that I'm going to be addressing before the Christmas or over the Christmas period, and nobody should speculate about what might happen.
Police are investigating reports a man exposed himself to two girls in Sevenoaks. It's said to have happened in a park on Shoreham Lane yesterday morning. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. You're being urged to set up parental controls and privacy settings before handing over any new tech to your children this Christmas. A leading charity wants to make sure smartphones, tablets or games consoles given as gifts on Monday don't lead to kids seeing inappropriate content. Rose Bray from the NSPCC says talking to your children is also vitally important.
Start having open, honest, regular conversations with your child about what they're doing online, what they like doing online, but also making sure they know how to keep themselves safe on the platforms they're using.
Researchers found one in three internet users is a child, and kids aged between 8 and 13 will start to socialise more online. More than 170 people in Kent have been arrested for burglary-related offences in the last 2 months. It's since the launch of Operation Castle, a campaign to target suspects and give advice to members of the public on how to protect their homes. UK passports are going to be blue again after Brexit, like they were until the late 80s. The new design will be phased in from October 2019 for anyone renewing theirs or applying for a new one. The government says it'll contain new security features. Immigration Minister Brandon Lewis says it's also an opportunity to restore our national identity.
It will be a British passport. It's part of that move as we regain our sovereignty, that identity as being United Kingdom. And the passport is something that so many people still have fond memories of. Their British passport, that blue companion on your travels with the family for many, many years.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham are back in action tonight, just days after being knocked out of the FA Cup. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, they've travelled to take on Fleetwood Town in League One. The Jewels climbed out of the relegation zone with a 4-1 win over Bristol Rovers last weekend before suffering that defeat to a side a league below them. Manager Steve Lovell says his players have lessons to learn.
Take a positive out of a negative, and that's something that they've got to learn. You can't just turn up at a game and expect to play. You've got to win your battles and earn the right to play.
Kickoff's at 7. Staying with football, when Liverpool go to Arsenal later, knowing a win will cement their place in the Premier League's top four ahead of the Boxing Day fixtures. Victory in North London would take Jurgen Klopp's side 4 points clear of their fifth-placed opponents. And in cricket, Mason Crane says he's ready to make his England Test cricket debut if called up for the final two matches of the Ashes in Australia. Joe Root's side have already lost the series going into the fourth game in Melbourne on Boxing Day.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.